It's a new day. It's a new lease of life. It's a new trust. There are some people that should have been here but are not here, but you are here. It means that God counted you trustworthy. I want you to know that anytime you are standing and staying in one place, you are dying. There is no motion, there is no help, there is no progress in standing in one place. You cannot go to the east because you are still at the same level. Neither can you go to the west, you are still at the same level. The only place where there is salvation for you is to move forward. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they came to the ocean and they couldn't go anywhere. They looked their water, looked their desert and all, and at the back were the Egyptians. And God said, why do you people stand there? Move forward. And I know some of you will say, but Father, where do I move to? Can't you see the water? Are you telling God what he doesn't know? Wasn't God seeing the water? If God had told them to move forward, it was because he knew what he was going to do. The only time God moves is when you move. They began to move at twilight. And by twilight, the army began to vacate the camp. And so when they went, to their surprise, the camps were intact. Everything was intact. And they entered one tent. And they packed, they ate, they packed, and they went ahead, hid, and then they went to the second one. You see, they didn't need to go to all the camps, all the tents to be full. Just from two tents, they had enough. You say, Pastor, how does that relate to me? I want you to know that God does not need too much. You don't need too much. You don't need too many days from God. You don't need for God to be supplying for you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. God just needs to supply once. There is one miracle God can do for you and you won't need another miracle. There is something God is fixing to do for you this year that will settle you for the rest of your life. This year, God will take you to a place where you will be surprised. At a place of seeming impossibility, you will go there this year and to your surprise, God will do a miraculous thing. Amen? This year, those things that have troubled you, they will arise and run by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. I came to tell somebody here this morning that you need to sit down and make a decision. You need to sit down this year and say to yourself, I am better than this. I deserve more. I can be more. I can get more. I will get more. I will be more, whether the devil likes it or not. Put a date. The reason why you are still where you are is that you haven't given that thing a date. You haven't given that disease a date. You haven't given that trouble a date. Somebody ought to stand here like Elijah said, by this time tomorrow. I don't know where you are and what you are looking at. I don't know what has happened to you. I don't know what the devil has told you. I don't know what you have believed you have become. But God is not seeing that. In you, God is seeing a woman, a mother, a man, a victorious person, an entrepreneur, a millionaire. Because when that miracle happened to those lepers, God changed their status. I want to tell somebody here this morning that God loves faith. Whenever you act in faith, you stir God up. Faith will change everything for you. But as long as you stay there and don't innovate anything, you don't plan anything, you don't move forward, nothing will happen. You will, where you are right now, if you don't move, you will die. If you continue to be barren, you will die. You may not die physically, but something in you, every year you don't have a child, something dies. Something needs to stir up within your spirit as the spirit is brooding over your situation and you speak and do what you need to do. When they spoke, they got up and they moved. They spoke, they got up, they moved. They spoke, they got up, they moved. You speak, get up and move. Speak, get up and move. Speak, tell your situation, I am not going to stay here. I want you to know that the lepers had to face their fears. They had to face their enemies. And like Esther, they had to take a decision. See, a time will come into your life when you say, I am launching out. If I perish, I perish. But if I don't perish, I live. He said, if we go forward, we may live. If we go back, we will die. But we will go forward. God will deliver us. I know that God will deliver us. And he will deliver us. But if not, we will not bow. Yeah, Lala, am I speaking to anybody? Why will God give you what the other person has when you are not doing half of what he's doing? Why? Why? Why will God give you that money when this person for 1 week has been calculating and working on the computer and you are watching video games? Why should God bless you like that? I came to tell you that there is an educator sitting in you. There is a millionaire sitting in you. There is a billionaire sitting in you. There is a hotel sitting in you. There is a school sitting in you. There are houses sitting in you. There is a factory sitting in you. There is a rice milling industry sitting in you. There is a cotton making thing sitting in you. There is something sitting in you that you have to move. There's more to me. I'm better than this. Say, I'm better than this. I'm bigger than this. I'm richer than this. I'm smarter than this. By faith, Sarah receives strength. I receive strength to do more, to be more, to get more, to have more, to impact more, to impact more. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be small. This is not my limit. This is not the end of my story. This is not the end of my story. Galebo shakaboli kasianda lakushe ketelebaya. I will walk by faith. I will have a strategic plan. I will work hard. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be limited. There is no limit in the name of Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit follow you. And may you hear my voice warning you that there is more to you.